Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Kirsty Ferrugia.
And I'm the other host, Amy Ravel. We are professional organisers and declutter coaches. And today we are excited to be bringing you a topic all about renovation. And this is a topic, Kirsty, that so many of our listeners have requested. And so many of our clients have had us come in and help them in the midst of, in preparation of, or the outgoing workings of a renovation.
What is your top line advice for decluttering and renovations?
Is this going to be like a super short episode? We're just going to be like, here's our top line advice. Let that be it.
Yeah, basically.
I don't think I can condense it. Although I would always say declutter before you renovate, but I actually have a lot more questions than just that one piece of advice. So, Kirst, can I ask you first? I'm just going to kind of ignore the question you asked and come back to it. But I want to know, have you personally ever renovated?
No, we haven't renovated. We have we haven't even done that. We've put a deck on.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's a project.
Yep. And we've like renovated internal workings of a cupboard. Like a wardrobe, sorry.
Yep.
It was just that standard bar, and then Simon went and designed all the internal and
Simonified it.
Yeah. So made hanging space and shelf space, and we've done that a few times. But no, we haven't ever renovated. How about you?
Well, I actually wonder what counts as a renovation. So I've done things where I've ripped up the carpet, put in windows into what were just walls, pulled out wardrobes, redone wardrobes, painted, changed the light fittings, like done a full gut of a room and then gone again. So I reckon that must count as a reno because we literally had a window put in. Surely that counts as a little reno?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you reckon?
I think renovations can be anything from like redoing a wardrobe to like knock down, rebuild almost.
Yeah, when you take it back to its bones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've also done little renos on my own. I'm sure I've told this story, but I'm going to share it again, is that one day Cal went to work and I was home and I didn't have work for the day and I was really frustrated with our master wardrobe. It was just a two-door old school wardrobe. And so I decided that I was going to rip it out. And so with one flathead screwdriver and a hammer, I managed to pull out our wardrobe, which was doors and walls and like so many different things, little nib walls, pulled it all out right back to scratch and then created a whole new wardrobe. And now we have like a semi walk-in. So that's like my proudest reno moment. It was blood, sweat and tears. It was a really, really hard job and I had no idea what I had bitten off. But I guess that's kind of what makes it a reno too. You think you're going to do one thing and then you discover all the other things that need doing.
Mm, yeah. Okay, so where would you start when thinking about doing a renovation then? Because you would love to renovate your home or love to knock down and rebuild, which we've kind of spoken about in our episode with Frances Cosway called Your Forever Home. So we'll link that in the show notes. Mm. It's a great episode.
It is. Lots of people have told us how much they love that episode and how helpful it was. I think that this is the first question I'm going to recommend you ask is the reason that we haven't yet renovated. And the question is, why are you renovating? And I think until you have a reason that qualifies the cost and the time and the environmental impact of renovating, it's hard to justify it. And that, folks, is why the Revels have not renovated their house, because why are you renovating? It's just like, we just want a nicer, newer home. And our personal values do not align such that we can justify spending all that money, time, and cost of materials and impacts on the environment just because we want a more modern house, a more modern house. So I think when you ask why are you renovating and you kind of dig down to the truth of it, that can sometimes mean that you choose not to renovate, like we have.
And also, in these COVID times and in the crazy house price market that we're in Australia in particular, but I know that it's true in the US as well, and presumably all over the world, or for a lot of the world, is that you might be frustrated with your home and go, okay, we really need a rent. Well, like, let's sell and move to the perfect home, the forever home. Let's sell and build, or let's knock down and rebuild. And then you realize that actually the house prices are going so crazy and maybe a reno is what can get you through.
Yeah, we've had quite a few inquiries that way, haven't we, Kirst?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in fact, one of my dear friends has just done exactly that. They were looking at buying a new home and then looked at the market and went, yeah, no, like, we just need to tweak a few things in our home. So let's go ahead and tweak those things. And so they renovated their laundry and the kids' study space and a few other little things here and there.
Yeah.
So I would, even though before you even get to that renovation stage, is actually what we recommend is always like declutter first, because maybe you don't need to renovate. Maybe you actually don't need, maybe the way that you do life in your home can actually just change, or you can change your habits around how you do life in your home, and therefore a renovation may not even be needed. Yeah. What do you say to that, Amy?
I say, hear, hear, Kirsty Ferrugia. I think that it's – so one of the other questions I think is really important is, what problem are you solving?
Mm-hmm.
And so when we first moved into this house, we didn't both work from home, and so we didn't need two offices in our house. And we had younger children, so there were a lot more toys. And so we originally thought, hey, we're going to need to renovate so that we can work from home. Like, there's no space. And then we went, oh, actually, as the toys decrease, we clear up space. And so where my office is used to be the kids' toy area. And there used to just be like play tables and colouring in and drawing and ride on little bikey things. Like, all of that stuff was right here. But as they're older and, you know, they don't need all of that, the problem actually has resolved itself. And I think what COVID has taught us is that really quickly we can adapt and change and make solutions in our home to solve problems. Yes, they may not be long-term solutions. You may have been driven crazy by your partner working in your bedroom, but I think asking the question, what problem do I need to solve? And then I would actually recommend that you get a piece of paper and brainstorm 5 ways you could solve that problem. Renovation at may least. Still come up on top, yeah, at least. So if the problem is I don't have a place to work, one option could be, okay, the kids lose their toy room and that becomes my office. Another option could be I work at the kitchen table every day and I get noise-cancelling headphones and I'm packing up at the end of the day. Another option could be I get a granny flat built somewhere on the property and that's where I work. Another option could be I find some co-working space and I actually work off-site, but it's not in a corporate office. Another option could be a friend has a house that has a spare bedroom and they're not there during the day and you could hire a friend's room. Like, there are so many options. And I think when we go, renovation's the only solution, we're selling ourselves short of what could be.
Yeah. And so I think that that's really helpful, like, to ask yourself, what's the problem that I'm solving for and does it need to be renovations? Now, obviously, yes, it does need to be a renovation sometimes. Maybe your kitchen is really not functional. in the way that you, in your unique situation, use your kitchen. And we would still say declutter first, because so many times we have gone into homes and a family has wanted to solve for one problem and we've gone, yeah, awesome, let's declutter first and see if that problem is still around. Yes. And then by the end of the decluttering process, the solution has presented itself through the decluttering.
Which is the best.
Yeah. And whether that's like, oh, we need a new kitchen because all of our stuff doesn't fit, and then suddenly it does fit because you've realized that so much of your stuff in your kitchen you weren't using, or you've been trying to find a workspace in your home, and through decluttering you've realized actually the kids can now share a room because we've decluttered so much of their stuff and they can both fit in the one room, and that can be a solution until I'm not working from home anymore.
Yes. And I think what we often do is we solve for problems that are not super regular. So every time I have my whole family around, we can't fit around the kitchen table, so I need a new kitchen table. And that might be 4 nights a year, or 6 nights a year, or 10 nights a year. Actually, for the cost of making your lounge or your dining space bigger or getting a new table, maybe you just shout everyone dinner out at a restaurant on that particular night. Or maybe your issue is that there's no room to store all the bikes, and so you're thinking of maybe enclosing your carport and making it a garage. But you only go bike riding 4 times a year, so actually you'd be better off just hiring bikes. And so sometimes we just create problems to solve when we're bored, or when, you know, some of you will roll your eyes at this and think as if, but some people have a little bit of an excess of income, or they're living below their means, and so they've got the money. They're like, what next? What am I going to spend my money on? I know I could do a reno project, but maybe you'd actually get greater joy from going on a holiday and hiring bikes, or not having a shed and hiring a gardener once every 4 weeks. So many options.
Yeah, and that's why we really want to encourage you to actually think about what is the actual problem that you're trying to solve. So you might think that it is solving for a place to put the bikes, but is that the ultimate problem that you're solving, or could there be a different problem that you're solving for?
And one of the things we often hear with renovations is, and we're going to include a lot of storage because we have no storage now. And as Kirst, you said before, often that decluttering process makes you realize that you do have ample storage. You just had too much stuff. And so both of us have experience working with a client that was like working their way towards a reno and doing the pre-declutter, who have then cancelled the reno and not gone ahead because they're like, oh, I totally have enough room. Oh, wow, I basically have a spare room now instead of a junk room, and now I can do this. And, oh, if we just put some bookshelves here, that solves that problem. So the decluttering first is enormous when it comes to helping you decide whether you genuinely need a reno or whether you actually just need someone to come in with fresh eyes and give you those options, help you to come up with your 5 to 10 options to solve the problems that you have.
Yeah, and especially when it is a storage problem, usually we find that people are trying to store stuff that actually they don't use very often, and maybe the solution, like Amy said before, is hiring that stuff, like camping gear. Could you hire camping gear, or could you hire snow gear if you only go skiing once every 10 years? And so it is looking at your home, like Amy said, with fresh eyes and deciding whether or not a renovation is even needed. And we would say that for anything like moving home, like, or, you know, deciding that you need a bigger house, deciding that you need more bedrooms, or, you know, a granny flat or anything like that, to always think about maybe decluttering first and then reassessing if the problem still exists after you've decluttered.
Yeah, and Kez, I've got a couple of questions, further questions that I think are really helpful if you're doing somewhat of a cost-benefit analysis, where you're like, what's this going to cost me and what are the benefits? And when it comes to renovating, I would ask the question, what are you going to lose? And so it may be that you're losing money. It may be that you're losing garden. It may be that you're losing natural light. It might be that you're losing time, you know, all of those types of things. What are we losing and what am I gaining? I'm gaining storage space. I'm gaining an extra room. I'm gaining privacy. I'm gaining hospitality space, and really weighing those up and really like writing down the things that are tangible and not tangible so that you can look at it and make a decision. But I just want to acknowledge that you then don't have to make a decision based on which list is longer. It just helps you to make a decision. I'm a gut decision maker. What kind of decision maker are you, Kirst? I feel like your gut, but I need to ask to clarify.
I think I am too.
I think we make decisions in our business based on gut a lot, which is awesome because we often align on that. So that's nice and easy. But sometimes the renovation decision is a gut decision. I just want to do it. It would make me happy. I said, do it. But we do recommend asking yourself these questions so you don't get to the end of it and go, great, I'm $60,000 poorer and it actually hasn't solved the genuine problem that I had.
Yeah, or it was an aspirational problem that I thought I had. Like, yeah. I thought that I would entertain more when we had a bigger living area and a beautiful new deck. And in fact, we're still just going out to cafes and restaurants to hang out with our friends, or we're still just heading over to that other friend's house because actually, you know, we've had 10 years of not entertaining and now I actually realize that I'm okay with not entertaining.
One of the things I had someone say to me once is they did an outdoor renovation. So put on a deck, a barbecue area, a fire pit and a pool. And they were so excited about, you know, all the possibilities. And they'd accounted for the cost of the reno. What they didn't account for was all the extra food and drink and electricity and all of the other things that come with having pool parties and hosting people. And they said that actually worked out more expensive than the reno over, you know, whatever, 10 years or something, because they loved it, but they had not accounted for it. So there are some costs that are a little bit hidden that you're like, oh, yeah, if I do want to have all the neighborhood kids over every afternoon in the summer, I am going to have to, like, have an endless supply of icicles and food for them to eat. So not a massive thing to think about, but something nonetheless.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Another thing that is really helpful as to why you should declutter before you do the renovation is because then you might discover that, yes, I still need a new kitchen. This kitchen is so unhelpful and I butt heads with it every day and I'm so frustrated with it every single day. So, yes, we've got the money, we've done the analysis, we definitely need a new kitchen. And decluttering first will help you to really design the kitchen that you need rather than the kitchen that you thought you need because you thought you needed to house all these appliances and all this stuff. So I think it's a really helpful to declutter? Because you may reduce your costs even if you do go ahead with a renovation.
Yeah, that's so true, Kirst. And I think what you can do when you're renovating is bring people around you that have experience. So you might bring an interior designer in to talk to you about light and doorways and flow. You might bring a professional organizer in to look at shelf height and where you want to put drawers and where you can put special storage and where in the world am I going to put my air fryer. And then you could even have people come in that are based around electronics and appliances. So you could say, well, actually, I use my air fryer every day. And then you find out that Westinghouse have an oven that have an air fryer in it, and you can completely eliminate something that takes up bench space. So it is good to have people come around you where you're like, okay, that's a great solution. I never would have thought of that. We'll often say, do you know what? That's going to get frustrating, you opening that door every time. What if you just don't have a door there or you have a slider? Oh my gosh, never would have thought of that. So fresh eyes from experts is a really great thing to invest in.
And another thought I had is if you're doing something like a laundry or a spare room or adding a room, to actually not just declutter the kitchen, for instance, or the laundry, but actually declutter the whole house, because what was, you know, potentially stored up in the spare bedroom, you might be able to actually put it in a laundry, and therefore you want to think about what it is that you could move around and rehome, like we spoke about.
That's great.
In a recent episode, like, where could all of this stuff in our house, is there a better place for it to live in our house, and therefore should we be designing that before we do the renovation of the laundry, for instance? I had a client last year who was renovating. They had renovated their laundry and they were renovating their teenage retreat, come shed, come storage space. And so it was really great to sit down with that beautiful client and just talk through what is being stored in this house, like in this teenage retreat or young adult retreat space. And is there anything else in this house that should or could move out to here and therefore think about the storage of that? Or is there anything in this space already that could be moved inside to make more space for the young adult retreat space? So just having that bigger picture and taking yourself from a one room renovation to the whole house, like, and thinking about the house as a whole, and is everything working the way we want it, and is it working the most efficiently and the most effectively, or are we going to solve for this problem that we have in the laundry and then realize that actually we had another problem that we didn't account for?
Oh, that's such good advice. First, if you could renovate one room in your house, what would it be?
I would renovate, this is going to be weird, I would renovate the kitchen, but not because of the kitchen. I actually want to put a skylight above our kitchen.
Oh, nice.
Or actually in between the kitchen and the living room, because that room is in the center of our house and it's the darkest room in our house, and I would love to, get more light into there. So
yeah, that's that, lovely.
Or a pool. Oh, both. Yeah, preferably both.
We have a skylight in our kitchen, and it's awesome. So, yeah, I'm on team skylights, team, whatever. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If I was to renovate any area, it would probably be the facade of our house. It's the ugliest house ever. It looks like a 1970s motel. It's just flat and plain and, like, it's just ugly. And I cannot stand the outside of our house. And as much as the inside is like 70 years old and falling apart, I feel like it's functional, but the outside's just the ugliest little beast. So that's what I would do. It wouldn't be cheap though. It would be a big reno, which then would be like, oh, let's just knock the whole thing down and start again. It's tricky.
Yes, it is tricky. And you're in that tricky stage where your kids could potentially be moving out of home in not too long away.
It's Jesse's 15th birthday today. Like, he could literally be out of home in like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, but then he could also be at home for another 15 years. So
I don't know which is worse, Chris.
I know, right? And that's why I'm like, you're in that really tricky stage because you just, you knock down and rebuild, and the kids have, and you've got space for teenagers and young adults, or do you just wait 10 years and then
enjoy the space?
Enjoy the space, and it's a huge house for just two people.
Oh, we could build a podcast studio. How cool would that be?
It would be good, but I'm still not traveling down to Melbourne.
I know, that's true. Probably wouldn't help. I can just solo record in there in 10 years' time.
Yeah, on your own podcast that you created without me.
Not happening. Are you as addicted to all the renovation TV shows as I am?
Emily and Simon love them. I enjoy watching them. We've got a brand new, I say brand new home, but it's actually 7 years old now, but still feels brand new.
Yeah.
But I always say that Emily and Simon should go into business when she's older and do the knockdown rebuilds, because he could do the work and she could be the interior designer.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, I think that would be an awesome job.
Imagine Simon's body though. Like she would have to be at least 10 years on from now, which means he'd be 10 years on from now. And that could be pretty difficult to start a manual labor job in your 50s.
In your close to 60s.
I didn't want to say that.
He's we'll so see you fit on, though. Simon. He would love it. He would love it.
That's pretty cool. I adore those shows.
I can tell.
Yeah. I can't get enough of the block.
What comes up for me is that I get really then I start getting really wishful and start looking around my home and not being grateful for what I have. Like, that's how it manifests itself in me. And so I actually find it better to not watch those shows, because then I'm content and I love our home. So
that's awesome, because mine is watching them is enough of a fix that I don't need to do it. Isn't that funny? It's the same show and different response.
So I also wanted to chat about, how do you declutter whilst you're in a renovation? A lot of people that we come across and that are in our Facebook community have got their partners, or they may be renovating for years and years. One of my dear friends, her and her husband did a knockdown rebuild. And one of the ways that they're saving money is that he's just doing the rebuild when they've saved up enough money for the next part. So they have literally been renovating for 5 or 6 years. And
that's a long time.
There's still more to come. So it's a really slow, they've got the shell of the house and a lot of it is done, but there's still stuff that's not done, and they are still saving up to do it. And I know that they're not uncommon in that regard. So what's some tips that we can give to people who maybe their partner's renovating and they're frustrated because they feel like they can never declutter because their house is in reno mode constantly, always?
Yes. And I think that is a reality for some people, and it's a frustrating reality potentially as well. I would just say declutter where you can. So if you're searching for beanies, when you come across them, declutter the ones you're not going to use. When you're searching for a kid's book, while you're there, get rid of any that you can't foresee yourself using in the future. So it may not be the type of declutter where it's gather all like with like, lay it all out and declutter the ones you don't need. It's more the incidental declutter that I think is easier when you're renovating. And I would also say be really aware and conscious of, I'm going to buy this or keep this or pick this up and put it away because we may use it after the renovation. If you can't see that there's a plan for it and you don't totally love it, I wouldn't be picking up things from shops that is a maybe. I would maybe take a photo and wait for the right time.
Good advice.
Anything else, Kurt? Because I've got a review if that is all our advice around decluttering and renos.
Yeah, no, I think I would just agree with you that check out our micro declutter episodes. I'll put a link in the show notes, or Belinda, I should say. Belinda will put a link in the show notes for us. Yeah. Because it's really, like, that is really great advice. Like, just do little bits here and there as and when you can. And I would encourage you, like Amy said, like when you're gathering stuff for this new space, is to be very, very intentional about what you bring into your home. And can it wait? Can you look for the sale item when the space is done? You know, and you've, as particularly when it's a long, long renovation project, you know, you've waited 6 years already. Can you just wait another 6 months until it goes on sale? Because you've got to think about, where is all this stuff being stored in the meantime? Like, I know our, my beautiful friends have got part of their lounge room is their kitchen.
That's kitchen, tricky.
Kitchen products that they're waiting until they've, so there's boxes and boxes of kitchen appliances and kitchen things that they have purchased because they could, but they're still waiting to do the, it's not my story to tell, but before it happens. So just be mindful. And that's, I mean, I think that that's legitimate, but maybe they don't need to be, you know, maybe you don't need to be buying all new, you know, cutlery set or crockery set. Or if you do want to buy them, start using them now and not waiting for the 15 years until your kitchen's done.
This review is from Apple Podcasts Australia, from Else8771, and it's a 5-star review titled "Kind-hearted, Smart and Incredibly Helpful Women." That's like just, that's enough. That's such a kind review just in its title. But she goes on to say, "Amy and Kirsty, thank you for lighting up. Usually my car is, that's where I can escape to on my commute to and from work, where I listen to your podcast, husband and child-free. And of course, I love it in my heart. It's abundantly clear how much you both love what you do and are so invested in making the lives of your listeners happier and easier. I have learned so much from you both. It's so interesting and funny hearing how different you both are, and yet you reach the same place in terms of goals for yourselves and for your listeners. Yours is one of my few must-listen podcasts. Your kind heart shine through and you always brighten my day. I feel like you are my friends. We are your friends. Thank you so much for all your hard work. And I've been to Norway." If you're wondering why in the world someone is leaving us a review and telling us they've been to Norway, then you need to listen back a few episodes and get a feel of how reviews work on the Outer Decluttering podcast. Each week, we don't just ask everybody to write, to rate and review. We give you a specific task. We give you a specific criteria that if you can meet that, it's your job to rate and review our podcast that week. So, Kirst, what do we want to say this week?
This week, I want to give you the task that if we make you smile and if you think we're intelligent, then please rate and review our podcast.
Yes, that is so you. I'm like, if you have a red car, rate and review. You're like, if you think I'm the smartest, the most intelligent and most beautiful woman you've ever met and I'm funny, rate and review.
You were putting words in my mouth, my friend. I did not say that. I picked out two things that she said and used them as our criteria for you rating
me up. You crack me up. So please do. The reason we love your reviews is because it encourages us. We talk into microphones and don't get to hear back from you in the moment, so it's nice getting your reviews, and it also helps new people to find us. So keep doing that. We will see you next week.
And we can't wait to hear about your renovation stories and what you're struggling with in a renovation over on our Facebook community group. So head on over there. You'll just search us, you'll find us, and we can't wait to connect with you there. Have a great week.
See ya.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.